back. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Thursday, October 26, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to run a demo commercial for you guys. We had a great meeting yesterday with Robert Johnson. He's the funeral director, part of the Stone Funeral Home Incorporated.com's family of owned, operated funeral homes in our listening area. And he asked us to produce this demo. We're going to be emailing it to him, forwarding it to the owner of the company, and wanted to get your feedback this morning. Yesterday, Gerald Lee Courtright in Boyne City, known as Jerry Courtright, passed away. And he's going to be having a visitation and prayer service on Monday. I wanted to play this for you and get your feedback on it. This is something we did last night, and we are going to run this. We're going to run it by them via an email. And I'd like to get your guys' response to it. We're considering putting together a regular segment on this show for obituaries. Is this something you guys would find interesting, informational, help you realize what's going on in your local communities? Here you go.
To you today by Stone. This obituary is brought to you today by StoneFuneralHomeInc.com. Gerald Lee Courtright, born December 5th, 1936, passed away Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. Gerald was 86. Visitation will be Monday, October 30th at 11 a.m., followed by a prayer service at noon at the Stackus Funeral Home, 417 Elm Street, Boyne City. This obituary report has been brought to you today by StoneFuneralHomeInc.com.
So, what do you guys think? Do you feel this would be a valuable service to our listening area? Their website is StoneFuneralHomeInc.com. And if you go to their main page there, they have the obituaries for different folks in their network of family-owned funeral homes. And they have locations in Sheboygan, Petoskey, Harbor Springs, Boyne City, and Indian River. Again, it's Stone Funeral Home Inc., INC.com. Just taking an unscientific poll here in this first short segment. today, and like to know what you guys think. If you want to text me a Y for yes, this would be valuable information that you would appreciate. Text me an N for no. This isn't something you'd like to hear, perhaps, as a public service here on this show. So Y for yes, N for no. Text me at 231-360-5140. We're hoping to obtain them as a sponsor to help us fund the show and the radio station and provide you this service, this information as a public service. So, short, unscientific poll, why for yes and for no. Obituary reports. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Thursday. Our unscientific poll through the break. I got 23 unread messages. I don't open them up. It keeps a count for me if I do it that way. I got 21 yeses and 2 noes. And out of the two no's, they said, we buy newspapers subscriptions for that information. And ironically, both of them are from the Petoskey area, which I'm assuming then probably they get the Petoskey News and Review, perhaps. And in speaking with Robert yesterday, very difficult to work around their deadlines and to get the latest, most current information out there. So if you go to their website, StoneFuneralHomeInc.com, for example, just this week, Pamela LeMay, she's from Sheboygan. She passed away on Sunday. Pastor Leroy Sutphin, S-U-T-F-I-N, he passed away on Tuesday. And then, of course, we mentioned Gerald Courtright. He passed away yesterday, October 25th. His service is going to be this Monday. So just taking an unscientific poll, and we appreciate the input. If you go to their website, StoneFuneralHomeInc.com, you'll see all the lives that they've celebrated there on their website. You can click on them, and you can read the entire full obituary for that individual. And if you know Stone Funeral Home, they're located in Petoskey, Harbor Springs, Sheboygan, Boyne City, Indian River. Give them a call and tell them we understand you met with Trucker Randy and Sherry LaFave of Onaway. Sherry will be doing the recordings, hopefully, if we are able to get them as a sponsor, and provide this information to you again as a public service, as well as them helping us pay the bills here at the radio station and for this show. So again, Stone Funeral Home Inc., INC.com. And if you'd like to say, hey, we heard the demo that Sherry produced, and we heard it on the radio, we'd love to have you guys sponsor the radio station. We'd appreciate that. Izzy Lyman had to send me a flyer this morning because listening to the show from yesterday, a lot of people want to attend her ERG event, Emmett Responsible Government, this Friday night. Free pizza starting at 6:30. The speakers start at 7 tomorrow. Vicky and I will both be there. It's going to be at the quote-unquote bowling alley, Northern Recreation Center there on M119. If you turn where they're building the new, I believe it's going to be a car wash, used to be La Senorita's, right there in Petoskey, head up north M119 out toward the state park on the water there on the left side. Before you get to the curve, the Polish Kitchen, the airport area out that way, it'll be on your right. And it's open to the public for our listeners. And if you're interested, if you want a flyer for tomorrow night's event, just text me ERG, Emmett Responsible Government. Text me ERG, and we'll be glad to do it. And again, Officer Trucker Rick says, yes, absolutely. Yes, we can always use the advertising dollars to help run the radio station. Absolutely. That's the main focus of this. But again, I do want to provide it as a public service because who gets newspapers anymore? I haven't had a newspaper in years. If I happen to go by a newsstand and I see a headline that catches my eye and it's like, oh, okay, that's an interesting story. It's something I would like to read. I go to their website and I pull it up on my phone. Or if I get home, I pull it up on the laptop. I read it online. I hate paper. I hate clutter. We don't have a fireplace to use it as a fire starter. So I don't buy them anymore. And I know many of you have stopped buying them because these local newspapers, honestly, they're not even local anymore. Other than the obituaries, which are usually stale by the time the information comes out in the printed newspaper, most people, when they find out, like, for example, Jerry died yesterday, his service is on Monday. And this is Thursday already. And it will repeat every 3 hours on our website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app. And then, of course, today's show is going to rebroadcast tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. So tomorrow you'll be hearing this information in the first hour from 6:07 to right now, 6:21, tomorrow morning on Friday. So greatly appreciate your feedback. So, yeah, we got quite a few folks saying yes. Let's see. Yeah, the signal, you know, it's really interesting. Whenever you guys go by traffic lights or large overhead utility lines, the electrical interference on FM signals is really scrambled. Even the weather affects FM signals. I was so surprised yesterday, heading over to Sheboygan and meeting with Robert there at the Stone Funeral Home in Sheboygan. It was really interesting. Actually, it's Nordman Christian Funeral Home there in South Huron Street in Sheboygan. It was really interesting because I got out on US 31 and our station was loud and clear right here in Antrim County. And I don't normally get it as I'm heading north on US 31 until I get in front of Frisky's Farm Market right there in Atwood, Ellsworth area. But yesterday it was loud and clear right down here near the studio. And it was like, wow. And everywhere I went yesterday, the signal was just coming in really, really strong. So I know Dell Reynolds has explained it to me. It has to do with barometric pressure and all kinds of other things, cloud cover. But yeah, really, really interesting. Got one text message, actually. We were listening to the radio station yesterday in Kalkaska. You know, some days people are telling me they're hearing the signal almost all the way down to Grayling, which is interesting, going down I-75. So, yeah, do me a favor. If you guys are ever out and about driving around and you're hearing the signal on maybe our outer areas, I'm off the air at noon, send me a text. Hey, we're heading down I-75 and we're hearing you loud and clear well south of Gaylord. Or if you're heading out towards Alpena area, you know, give us a text message and tell us how the signal's sounding, for example, out 68 or 32 out of Gaylord heading towards Alpena. Wherever you're at in the UP, outer reaches of different areas, Sault Ste. Marie, I'm always interested in Sault Ste. Marie. That's a really interesting signal bounce. We've got people in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, you know, up on the hill after you go over the bridge. We've got people on the hill over there listening to the station. Because they text me. I had one lady that lives up there, and she said, can you play this song? She wanted a dedication to her husband. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. We don't do requests. It's programmed music that we use, and I don't have the ability to play requests. And she laughed. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no problem. I said, where are you texting me from? Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. I'm like, wow, that's cool. Because as you exit right before the bridge there in Sault Ste. Marie, you go up the hill by the college and then down into the valley. And our signal shoots right over downtown. So interesting, if you're ever in Sault Ste. Marie area, you're getting the station loud and clear, send me a text. I appreciate it. 231-360-5140. Now, I want to go to Lansing today. I want to spend a lot of time in Lansing because, as you know, they're in session. And I've explained that this is basically a lame duck session. Why? Because a lot of the bills that were passed with the Democrat-controlled House by two seats, Democrat-controlled Senate by two seats, passed on the Democrat bucket list, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but wasn't given immediate effect. We're going to be talking about that here for the next couple of weeks. You see, in the Senate, folks, there's 38 state senators. In order for the 20 Democrats versus 18 Republicans to get immediate effect on any legislation passed, signed by the governor, if it doesn't get immediate effect with 6 Republican state senators joining the 20 Democrats, they need 26 votes on the tally board, the legislation doesn't take what's called immediate effect. The way the state constitution is set up, it has to wait for 90 days after the end of this legislative session. So that means that when they end this legislative session, that 90-day clock starts ticking. Now, there's an interesting dynamic. I've talked about it already. I'm sure you've heard it. Not this coming Tuesday, Halloween, but the following Tuesday, November 7th, there's a statewide election. If your local municipality has a millage or a tax increase on it, or a special election. Now, two cities in our state, Warren, Michigan, and Macomb County, Westland, they have mayor races. Two Democrat state representatives are leading in the polls to be elected mayor of the city of Warren and the city of Westland. And if that happens, they have to resign their state representative seats in Lansing. That is going to cause a gridlock situation in the House chamber. They will go from 56 Democrats down to 54, tying the 54 Republicans. So as a result, they're done passing anything because you don't have a tiebreaker component like you have in the Senate. In the Senate, if it's 19-19, tied, one Democrat crosses over and votes with the Republicans to block a bill, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist comes in and breaks the tie. The bill would pass 20-19. That mechanism is not in place for the state house. So as a result, the Democrats are done. Legislatively, they're going to be done a week from this coming Tuesday. Well, there's a whole series of bills pending that they're trying to ram through right now before they lose that majority. We're going to go into the bottom of the hour news break. I'll have some of those for you on the other side. We'll be right back.